This is the Jefferson Exchange on JPR. I'm Jeffrey Riley. An Oregon attraction that delighted generations of children and their parents is looking for a new home. The carousel that used to be the centerpiece of the Jansen Beach area of Portland on the Columbia River is in storage. All those painted ponies need a new stable. The organization Restore Oregon is leading the effort to find that stable. And we are looking for our guests from Restore Oregon. Nicole Possert, are you with us, the executive director?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Okay, we're still trying to get a hold of Stephanie Brown, I guess, the Director of Carousel Planning and Education, but we have you, and so thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Good morning, Jeff.
Well, talk about Restore Oregon and why you ended up with the carousel from Jansen Beach.
Sure. So our organization is a historic preservation nonprofit. We operate statewide and have been doing a lot of different programming for almost 45 years. And we have a signature program called our Most Endangered Places, which, as the name suggests, is usually places that are threatened with development or demolition or, you know, a fate that we want to try to intervene with. And the carousel back in 2012 became one of those most endangered places. When they tore down the building that it was housed in at Jansen Beach and put it into storage. Fast forward about 5 years, the mall wanted to sell the real estate and asked if Restore Oregon would take the carousel or it was going to be, you know, sold off into pieces. And so from our perspective, we wanted to be the temporary stewards to see if there was a way we could keep it in Oregon, keep it in Portland at the time, and be able to bring the attraction back to Oregonians.
So I assume since it's stored, it's stored in parts?
Yes, we have sort of a Humpty Dumpty. It was dismantled and well cared for in good storage, but still is not operational.
So has it moved from the whatever storage the property owners had for it to yours, or has it stayed in the same place?
Right. No, we just assumed ownership of the storage facility so that they would stay. The carousel is a large attraction. It was built to be a permanent carousel for the amusement park, and it weighs 20 tons. So it's a big, it's not something you move quickly.
Wow. Yeah. 20 tons. Okay. Yeah. So a lot of space, a lot of weight. And I guess that makes a pretty easy case for why you can't keep it. What
right.
kinds of efforts have gone on so far to try to find a permanent home for it?
Right. So as I said, we're a preservation organization. And so our first tasks have been really around what will it take to restore this historic artifact, basically, a functioning piece of art. And so we have spent time during the pandemic looking at the preservation side of it, which would be what will it take to repair some that have needs for repair and rehousing, and what will it take to make it operational again. And so we're at that point where we've done the planning piece for the carousel itself. While we're now looking for a new home and a new entity that wants to basically, make this an attraction for their community or, their downtown or, an area that might fit a carousel.
So you mentioned 20 tons. This is a very big carousel, as I understand, something like, 65 feet or so across.
Right.
And the horses are something like four abreast. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Its uniqueness is its size. It was the only one of only two that were ever built of this size by the C.W. Parker Company. And so it is that's what makes it unique and special, but it also makes it a challenge from a functioning standpoint because it deserves and needs like a very large box for it to operate in with a clear story, span across. So it can't be just tucked into an existing building per se, unless it's a three-story tall building with 100-foot, path across with no obstruction.
Oh, wow. That is asking a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. So we really have positioned the carousel as a turnkey project for somebody that may, a town or a entity or a redevelopment agency or a tourist attraction within a tourist attraction that could see the value of it as a piece of their larger vision, and then be able to help with what that would take in terms of its preservation and then getting it into operation.
We are talking about the historic Jansen Beach Carousel with Nicole Posser, the Executive Director of Restore Oregon here on the Jefferson Exchange. So I imagine you've scanned the landscape just a bit. You talked about likely homes for the carousel. Does Oregon appear to have a place that might be a possibility at this point?
Right. Well, this is why we're reaching out. And thank you, Jeff, for hosting us today to have this conversation. We've broadened our search to any place in Oregon. And that is part of why we put out this sort of call, because we cannot do it alone, obviously. And we really are trying to work to find that next partner. And so we do feel that there are communities all over Oregon that, you know, this is not the first priority, but tourism and placemaking are always something that is a long-term game. And so we're hoping that there's a community that's ready for an attraction or a sub-attraction that's the Jansen Beach Carousel, so that our history for Oregon doesn't can return again.
How much of the carousel is original? I mean, those original carved wooden horses, all those sorts of things from, what, the 1920s?
Yes. So we have everything is original. The horses, the metal frame, the infrastructure, the decorative pieces, you sort of call it the cake top at the top that hides all of the mechanical pieces that have usually all the lights and all of that. So we have everything except there was an original organ that is no longer with the carousel. But everything else is part of that legacy of the Jansen Beach Carousel.
So are you, let me understand, would you be willing to give this to some community that could do something with it? Or, I mean, is there any cost involved with obtaining it? Because it sounds like you're more than willing to send it to a good home.
Right. It is the right home is what we're looking for mm-hmm. in Oregon. So our priority as a preservation organization for the state of Oregon is really keeping it here, and we're putting out all the calls that we can to try to find the right fit. And yes, we're looking at the best way in which that would work. And so we realize and recognize that the preservation of the carousel will take capital funding, building a building will take capital funding once you have land. So the owner that we're looking for is either an individual and, you know, or a entity that could step forward and solve those issues and want to take on the project.
Stephanie Brown joins us now, too, the Director of Carousel Planning and Education at Restore Oregon. Stephanie, glad you could make it. The what are we looking at potentially for a maintenance budget for keeping this this century-old piece of machinery going?
I'm not exactly sure how to answer that question. We really have been focused on figuring out the restoration plan for the carousel. Once it's up and running, from talking to other carousels, it sounds like the best way of keeping it in good repair is making repairs and touching up the paint on a pretty regular basis instead of letting things deteriorate to the point that you have to do a whole new restoration. So it seems like if people are just focused on keeping it in good repair, it doesn't have to be a big project.
Mm-hmm. And so it certainly can be used for its original purpose. And we're not talking about this as a museum piece, right?
No. It absolutely should have many, many decades of life left in it once a few repairs and a little bit of repainting have been done.
Stephanie, is there a clock ticking on the carousel, a date by which it must move?
When our organization took ownership of the carousel back in 2017, our board was very clear. In fact, our executive director said at the time that our intention was to be a temporary steward of the carousel, to care for it until we could identify an owner who could own and operate it successfully. our six-year anniversary is coming up September 15th, and that's beginning to sort of stretch the idea of temporary. And so we're really eager now that all of our restoration planning is ready and the carousel is ready for the next step, which is full restoration, to find somebody that can bring it into the 21st century.
Have there been some approaches where people said, hey, this sounds like a great fit for us? And then when they get the details, they go, oh, wait a second.
Well, we've heard from all sorts of folks. I would say that there are, you know, probably about 10 good candidates right now from around the state who understand what it will take. We are about to kick off an RFP process where people will submit proposals to us, showing us what their vision is for how the carousel could fit into their community. And that would include, you know, business plan and budget and that sort of thing. And we will try to decide where the carousel seems like it's most likely to have the longest, most successful life. But it has been interesting. We weren't really sure what the response would be. And we've had a pretty robust response. It's been pretty delightful, actually.
All right. Well, people can certainly find more information at restoreoregon.org. This is the Jansen Beach Carousel. Restore Oregon is led by Nicole Possert. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicole.
Thank you, Jeff.
And Stephanie Brown is the Director of Carousel Planning and Education. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you.
Short break in the exchange. Back to talk about food waste.